Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Good afternoon, Gavin. How are you today?
Hello, I'm very good. I'm down on the lovely Central Coast today.
Is it raining down there at the moment?
No, the sun's out.
Well, that's good. We haven't seen much sun in the last last couple of days.
It rained all the way down here this morning, and I thought, oh, great, it's going to be dark and dismal all day. But it cleared up about 10:30, 11, and it's been lovely and sunny ever since. So
terrific.
We'll see now, how long it lasts for.
Now, this is the time of year. I was just saying, in reference to promoting that you were coming up on the program, saying that this is the time of year when it's best to get out in the gardens because, well, particularly at the moment, we've had, you know, so much rain. There's more forecast, number one. Number two, there's still heat there, so that's a great time to plant.
Oh, it is. It's a marvellous time of year. And on top of that, you get the plants in before winter. And when spring hits, they're off and away. Because remember, when you plant a plant, it can take 2 to 3 weeks to get going after it gets that transplanting shock. So, of course, if you do it now, that all happens now. And when spring hits in September, off they go. So it's a great time of year. And as you said, there's a bit of moisture around. Hopefully no more of those over 30-degree days. But there's still a lot of warmth in the ground. And, of course, those roots love warmth and moisture. So Easter generally, falling in April most years, is really a good time to do it.
And am I right in saying now is the time to plant anything? You can plant anything you like.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, a lot of plants are seasonal, so you might find it hard to get a few things. But if you can get it, you can plant it, is the main rule at this time of year. It's just a matter of how you plant it and what you plant it in that makes the biggest difference.
What are the popular things to plant this time of year?
Oh, in autumn, of course, you've got all your winter veggies are coming in now. So broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflowers, all those. All your lovely flowery plants for winter, like pansies, violas, all those. Any hedging plants. You know, if you wanted to grow a hedge for the spring, summer period, or even for that matter, a lovely shade tree, now is the time, as I said, to get it in, get it established, ready, so when spring comes, it takes off. Citrus, fabulous time of year to plant citrus. There's really not a lot that you can't plant. It's only really probably getting into those tropical plants from northern Queensland, like all those beautiful, there's heliconias, there's cordylines, there's a lot of your tropical palm trees. You'd probably get to the end of planting those now because it is starting to get a little bit on the cool side of the night.
And what are the guidelines that you can tell us about as to planting all these sort of things at this time of year?
Okay. Well, the one thing I've had over the last couple of weeks, and in general, but especially it's shown up in the last few weeks, is people that want to use potting mix in the garden. Now, it's really not a good idea. Potting mixes are designed really to be containerized. They're designed to be very fluffy and light because the last thing you want in a pot is potting mix that is going to go hard and get a crust on the surface. So that's why they make them so light. But it means that they really do need to be containerized, whether it be in a small pot or even whether it be in one of those veggie pods or veggie gardens. You know, you can do that. But when it comes to the garden, it's really not a good idea. You know, apart from the fact that you can buy all these bulk organic garden soils in bags, just like potting mix, you can also buy a great product called planting mix or planting compost. Now, that is basically like a potting mix, but it's a lot. Yeah, well, it's a bit more like a really well-done compost. It's almost soil, but not quite. They put a bit of gypsum in there to help break up the clay, and we know around Newcastle how many problems people have with clay in their soil. It's got water crystals, so when this rain isn't about, they will swell up when you do water and hold it there. And they're a little bit more solid, so unlike a potting mix, when you put it in the garden, you get a hot, windy day, it all just goes really dry and dusty and blows away. Planting compost or planting mix won't do that. And that's why it's a better idea to use that in the garden than actually a potting mix.
Sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead.
No, you're right. I was just going to say, and as with potting mixes, there are different potting mixes for different uses.
Yes. I was going to say there was a saying, oils ain't oils. I suppose potting mixes ain't potting mixes.
Absolutely. Different plants like different potting mixes. For example, natives. You can buy a native potting mix to pot up your native. If you want to grow a native of any kind, or even for that matter, some of our neighbours' natives, like proteas and so forth that come from South Africa, they like our native mix. So a very light, probably sandier mix, good drainage, and very little fertiliser. Some plants like a very acidic mix. They like the soil. If anybody's got a pool, they'll know their pH tester. You can get either alkaline or you can get acidic. And there's some plants like azaleas, camellias, gardenias, and, of course, good old blueberries that love a nice acidic mix. So you use an azalea-camellia potting mix. Another very popular one is, of course, the cactus and succulent potting mix, because they're so popular, the best thing to pot them into is their own mix. Now, again, it's very sandy, it's very gritty, it's very, very well draining, which, of course, as everybody knows with cactus and succulents, that's the one thing you must always have, is a very well draining, sandy, gritty mix. So they make one specially for them. For anybody who loves to start off their veggies or cuttings in pots, you do have that specialised seed-raising mix. Now, seed-raising mix, of course, isn't going to have much fertiliser in it because you don't want to burn those seeds when they first start out. But again, it's very, very good for them. You can do those in little shallow pots. Some people I've even seen use egg cartons, fill them up with seed-raising mix, and, of course, you can pop all your seeds in there to get a lot of your vegetables started in a nice, warm spot where they're a bit protected while they're tiny. And even the good old humble potting mix, you can get in different grades. They're basically graded by how long they're good for. So if you've got plants in the ground and, for example, you're going to move house and you want to take a few things with you, use a basic budget potting mix that'll get you, it's a short term, it'll get you 12 months out of it. By that stage, you'll have moved. You can then plant them either into a bigger pot with better potting mix, or you can plant them into the ground. And then, of course, you can get better and better potting mixes. And some of these potting mixes, like what they call now platinum potting mixes, which are basically the top of the range, they'll go up to 8 years. So you've got a good potting mix with plenty of fertilizer in it, one that will keep that plant happy for that long and won't get that hard, crusty surface on it.
Did you say that potting mixes will last for 8 years?
The top of the range ones, what they call platinum potting mixes, are rated to 8 years.
Right.
The next level down is what they call a premium potting mix, which I suppose you could say was the middle of the road. They are rated to 5 years.
Right.
Your L budget potting mixes, the cheaper ones, are rated for that 12-month period. And let's face it, they have their place. There are people that only want to put something up for a short time, for, as I said, moving purposes, or the fact that they just want to pot something into a pot for 12 months till they find a spot in the garden that they want to put it in. So it does have its place. The one thing I would always tell everybody, though, no matter what potting mix you use, always make sure you've got drainage material in the bottom. Now, the reason for that is a lot of these pots these days have one hole in the bottom. They don't have a myriad of different holes in them. Now, the main reason for that is, of course, if they did, after a while you'd pick it up and the whole bottom would fall out. They really can't it just loses its integrity if they put too many holes in the bottom. So the way around that is to put at least 100 mil of gravel. You could use something like what they use for drainage, anything that's broken up tiles, broken up bricks, anything that you can make into, say, for example, a rubble drain. Smash it all up, take your aggression out on that, and then fill up the base of your pots with that for that extra drainage. If you don't have anything, you can always just buy a bag of gravel, put a few handfuls of that in the bottom of each pot before you put your potting mix in. That will give you really good drainage and stop that one little hole from silting up, because that's a big problem down the track with people getting waterlogged plants, is that one hole sitting flat on the ground, possibly on concrete or on pavers, seals up and the water just won't go through from one end to the other. So it's always a good idea to put some drainage material in the bottom of those pots.
What about also adding, before you put the gravel in, what's your thoughts on adding, like, I don't know the correct name for it, I'm thinking of fly screen material. Do you know the fly screen material that you put on a door?
As long as it doesn't silt up, it's perfectly good. I like that idea. If you've got some old fly screen, shade cloth, anything like that, as I said, as long as it doesn't silt up in the long run, you've got to allow that moisture through. Otherwise, that's a really good idea. If we're planting in the garden, the general rule for plants is double the width and double the depth of the pot that the plant comes in.
Right.
So that's always a good rule of thumb. Fill that up with good soil and then plant into that. So double the width and double the depth, always a good idea for gardens. Now, if you think your garden is badly drained, mound that. Do the same thing, but mound it up and have the plant sitting proud of the existing ground. Almost like the crater of a volcano, mound it up, have a little bowl in the base of it that you can give it a good water, and then have that slightly proud of the existing ground. And that will help, especially for plants, something like a grevillea, something that doesn't like wet feet, will always benefit from being slightly higher than the rest of the ground.
It all makes sense. And I suppose, as always, the different grades of potting mix come with the different prices as well.
Oh, they certainly do. Yeah, you can go anything from $7.95 up to $16.
Right.
But as the general rule goes, the better the potting mix, the more money that you'll pay, but the better results you'll get. Now, if I was planting something especially that I wanted to get a crop off, say, for example, a dwarf citrus in a pot or a passion fruit in a pot, something I wanted to reap the rewards from, you would be mad not to put it in the best potting mix you could get your hands on, knowing that at the other end, you're going to get more out of it.
Well, if you want it to be there for a long time, start it off the right way and it will. It's got a better chance of surviving, hasn't it?
Absolutely, definitely, yes.
All right, Gavin. Thank you, mate. Quick plug for Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Yes, very quickly. Our head office is, of course, at the bottom of Hillsborough Road on the Warners Bay end. Lovely place. And where I am at the moment, 72 Pacific Highway at Arimba, literally seconds off the freeway, halfway between Newcastle and Sydney.
Always good to catch up with you. Have a great weekend. And
you
I
too.
Hope you see lots of customers out at those two locations. We'll catch up with you next week.
We will.
Thanks,
Thank
Gavin.
You.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.